Let me give you Ardan history, which we neglected at the top of the hour. This is Ardan history, October the 25th. On this day in history in 1899, it was the first formal training in first aid in American history. It took place at the Windsor Hotel in German, Pennsylvania, and instructed 25 coal miners to help their fellow miners if they got injured on the job, how to take care of each other. And it led to marked decreases in injuries to coal miners. Then this day, this is where first aid began in 1899. This is the day in 1917, the understood date of the October Revolution in Russia, where the Tsar was overthrown and the communists took power, and the revolution was won on this day in 1917. This is the day in 1934 that 25,000 silk dye workers went on strike in Paterson, New Jersey. And as my producer this morning commented as we were putting this thing together, Mark Gunnery said, it's amazing, as we talked about yesterday, with the strike that took place of black workers in 1892 in New Orleans, 25,000 workers, the amount of workers that actually went out and fought and struck in those days, and the numbers that we talk about here on this day in history. This is a day in 1940 that the Committee on the Participation of Negroes in the National Defense Program met with President Roosevelt, and the day that the National Newspaper Publishers Association was founded of black papers in America. And that on this day, the Spingarn Medal was presented to Dr. Lewis T. Wright for his civil rights leadership and his contributions as a surgeon. This was the day in 1940 that Benjamin O. Davis became the first general in the United States Army in 1940. And this is the day in 1944 that Heinrich Himmler, the vicious Nazi, ordered a crackdown on the Edelweiss pirates. These are people who were like the Underground Railroad, helping people get out of the army in Germany. And it was the beginning of a crackdown on them and on liberty had already been cracked down. These were very brave people who stood up in the midst of Nazi Germany. This is the day in 1958 that 10,000 students led by Jackie Robinson, Harry Belafonte, and A. Philip Randolph participated in the Youth March for Integrated Schools in Washington, D.C. And on this day, Daisy Bates, head of the Arkansas chapter of the NAACP, and nine students who integrated Little Rock Central High School were awarded the Spingarn Medal for their courage and leadership in the civil rights movement. On this day in 1962, Mandela went to prison. Mm-hmm. On this day in 1971, the People's Republic of China was ceded to the UN, replacing what's now Taiwan, a thing that we forget in history, but it's a really important piece of our history. This was a day in 1988 that two units of the Ku Klux Klan and 11 individuals were ordered to pay $1 million to African Americans who were attacked during a Brotherhood rally in Forsyth County, Georgia, first of its kind in this country ever. This was a day, for those of us who like boxing, in 1990, Evander Holyfield knocked out Buster Douglas in the third round to become the undisputed world heavyweight champion, for those of us who are boxing maniacs. This is a day in 1990 that the Tribune Company, that owns the paper in this town, the main daily paper in this town, I should say,
tried to sell it,
began a brutal 5-month lockout of the New York Daily News to kill the newspaper's unions. That started in 1990 this day. This was the day when, in 2009, there are these bombings in Baghdad that killed 155 people, wounded 721. Bombings that continue this day. And this is a day that after a 2-year fight, the bonus car wash workers, never heard about this, but you're going to hear about it here, in 2011 in Santa Monica, California, won a union contract for pay increases, better breaks, and other gains. As was said by a nine-year veteran of that place, Alviero Gomez, said, they didn't treat us like people. They actually organized unions in car washes, and they won on this day in 2011. This was a day in 1825. Johann Strauss, the great composer, was born, as was in 1838. Georges Bizet, one of my favorite composers, French composer, was born. We play a little Strauss and Bizet, maybe, during one of these two breaks we'll do this day. This day in 1881, the mad, insane, incredible painter Pablo Picasso was born. This was the day that Edie Lang, the great American guitarist, Eddie Lang, was born in 1902. And Minnie Pearl, the great country western crazy lady with a thing on her hat, remember? She was born this day in 1912. This was the day that one of my favorite authors, Zadie Smith, was born in 1975, as long as Ciara, who is singer-songwriter, dancer, and actress, born this day in 1985. And on this day, who died on this day? On this day, Geoffrey Chaucer. Do we still read Chaucer in school?
Yes.
If we don't, we should. Chaucer was died on this day in the year 1400. This was also the day that Teata Fisher, who was one of the leading Native American actresses, died in 1995. She was born in 1885. People don't remember her very much, but she was a very important person, especially in the Native world. Should Peter Oliver Wells, would we separate our world so much, we don't know who these people are. This is the day in 2002 that the great progressive senator Paul Wellstone died in an airplane crash, born in 1944. And this is the day in 2010 that Gregory Isaacs, the great Jamaican singer-songwriter, we'll play some of his sounds today as well, died in 2010. And if you're Basque, this is your day. This is Basque Country Day in the Basque Country. So it's good. That's our day in history in October 25th. And we're going to take a brief break and come back to continue the second hour of the Mark Steiner Show. And coming up in this next hour, we'll be talking with Diedrich Muhammad about from the NAACP about the latest report on income inequality and race in America. We'll talk to Van Smith about the piece they wrote in the city paper. And we'll talk to people who are fighting for a single-payer system here in the state of Maryland and with folks in Vermont who actually won that in their state and how they did it. All that coming up in the next hour. Stay with us. Don't go away.